You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. All you guys out there, listen up. Plastic surgery for men has become one of the hottest topics in all of plastic surgery. And just to give you a couple of statistics, over the past two decades, men and having cosmetic procedures done has tripled. In addition to that, Silicon Valley is now one of the hotbeds in the country for men having cosmetic plastic surgery procedures. If you're over the age of 35 and you're living in the Silicon Valley area, your job may be in jeopardy. And some of the latest information talks about guys that are even in their 40s feel like they're out of the loop, if you will, in what's techie in that world. So one of the ways that guys are trying to ensure that they can continue to work in that Silicon Valley or in that tech world, and these are these male tech workers, they're resorting to some cosmetic procedures. And much like women, they're looking for results that are going to make them look younger so they look hipper. And they look like they would know the latest and the greatest of what's going on in the tech world. But be very, very sure that these people, just like the patients that come here to see me at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery, these guys want a natural result. They want to look like themselves when they're finished with whatever cosmetic procedure we're talking about. So if it's a rhinoplasty, if it's just some Botox injections, if it's any kind of filler, the number one reason that they're going to be very leery about having something done is if it's going to look like they did something. Because again, they're trying to mask their age. They're trying to use these cosmetic procedures in a way that they can retain a youthful professional image. And it's going to give their colleagues the impression that they're high energy, hardworking, they're on trend of all the things that are happening. And especially when you're talking about the tech world, because as you know, the whole tech world, and right now out in Las Vegas, there's a huge tech symposium. And I can tell you that anything that looks like it's new and innovative, if it's being shown by someone who really doesn't look that cool or that, if you will, techie, it may not hold the same amount of punch as if it's being shown to you by someone who looks like their clothing is in style. They're like, their hair is like fastidious. They're, you know, in, you know, shape. And all of these things are along the lines of what we in plastic surgery would say, hey, you're just trying to like, stay looking as young and as involved in your craft as you possibly can. Now, we know that last year alone, Google paid out over $11 million to more than 230 job applicants that were over the age or older than 40. And believe it or not, they said it was all about age discrimination. These people applied for jobs and they said they didn't get the jobs because they were over the age of 40. So just imagine if you're in the Silicon Valley area and you're somebody that's advanced aging, you're like, you know, in your 40s or maybe 50, and you want to really stay as hip as possible. Well, you're not going to be able to do much to change your birth date, but you can make it so that you look as youthful as you can be. And some of the things that we're seeing, you know, all the time is guys coming in for small cosmetic procedures like some fillers to fill out some wrinkles or some Botox to just make, you know, the brows that are starting to descend on their face look better, or some laser resurfacings or microneedlings just to make the skin not look as aged. All of these things are something that is, you know, very happening all over the country. But we're also incorporating things like liposuctioning or cool sculpting that freezes away fat in certain areas so that your clothes look better, or that you just look like you could fit into more trendy apparel. These types of things are so prevalent in the Silicon Valley area. But mark my words, if you're in an industry right now and you're not living in the Silicon Valley area, trust me when I tell you, everything starts out west that way. And if it hasn't impinged upon your workplace, it will eventually. And what you can do is to try to embrace the fact that a lot of these procedures, number one, are not painful. Number two, they will not make you look odd. They will not make you look unnatural. But you must invest some time and effort into not only choosing the person that you want to go to that's going to have some experience in operating or just injecting or just overall having a male population of patient. Because trust me when I tell you, when I go around the country teaching injectables and other kinds of cosmetic surgery procedures, I always am involved in a conversation or even a PowerPoint presentation talking about the male patient and the female patient, because there's definitely differences and nuances in just injecting Botox or just injecting some facial fillers. There are certain things you want to do to enhance a male face in comparison to doing things for a female. And when you're going for a consultation with your plastic surgeon, just make sure that you get a sense that they do treat a fair number of men, because it is going to be very, very important that they have a certain eye for injecting a man versus injecting a female. And even when it comes to certain procedures like a facelift, there's a certain way to do a facelift on a, again, it's very similar, but there's definitely nuances to doing a facelift or an eyelid surgery on a man versus a woman. You know, where should the brows be in a man versus a woman? So the same injection technique or the same pattern of injection will definitely differ if you're looking at a male face or a female face. So just keeping all those things in mind, and just knowing that if you're listening to this and you happen to be a guy, just know that, you know, this is becoming a much more common thing to have some sort of tweaking to your overall appearance. It may not just be updating your wardrobe or updating your resume. It may be updating, you know, your youthful quality of your appearance by doing something like a cosmetic surgery procedure or just some skincare products or something that's giving you this edge or this feeling that you can compete with a lot of younger people in your same business industry. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.